This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Sandhya Raman. Congress and the administration are likely to make changes to Medicaid, with Democrats now controlling both chambers and the White House. Democrats have said they would like to expand access to care and ensure equity during a deadly pandemic that has strained the nation's healthcare system. Government data from last year saw Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program enrollment reach a record high of 77 million enrollees. But the Democratic majority in the Senate is pretty narrow, and the Biden administration has yet to announce a nominee for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. However, there are a number of priorities that lawmakers and officials have indicated are on the table, including reversing some Trump administration Medicaid policies like work requirements or capped funding. So far, state officials have applauded the Biden administration for signaling in January that they plan to keep the public health emergency and associated benefits in place throughout the year. This will help states who are relying on the enhanced federal funding for their Medicaid programs this year to plan their budgets. But states have been asking for more money since last year, and the bump that they have looked for was in a House passed bill last year, but wasn't taken up by the Senate. It's also not included under the $1.9 trillion Biden plan, but could be included in future relief packages. In terms of expanding coverage, some ideas being floated are easier to implement than others. The trickier pieces would require congressional action. So on the campaign trail, Biden had touted a public option that would be available to individuals who live in non-expansion states but don't make enough money to qualify for ACA coverage. The president's current COVID plan does not specify addressing that population, but Congress is looking at ways to expand coverage. Last week, Democratic Senators Mark Warner and Raphael Warnock introduced a bill that would provide incentives to states that expanded their Medicaid program after 2014. The 2010 health law, or also known as the Affordable Care Act, had incentives for early adopters to get more federal funds. And this bill would reinstate that benefit to encourage more states to expand during the pandemic. There's also been a push towards increasing equity in Medicaid, especially as the pandemic has highlighted a lot of the disparities in low-income and minority communities. And these would include things like maybe expanding Medicaid coverage for high-risk groups like postpartum women, or expanding access to recently incarcerated individuals. There are many factors in play, and as we finally see a CMS administrator appointed by the Biden administration, a lot of these actions could come to fruition.